This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half.
Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. I was fascinated to read a story from the life of the legendary comedian Carol Burnett. For years, she headed up the successful TV variety show, The Carol Burnett Show. One of the stars of the show was comedian Harvey Korman. In her 2016 memoir, In Such Good Company, Carol Burnett told the story of something that happened one day during the seventh season. The regulars had rehearsed for the show with that week's guests, who included singer Petula Clark and comedian Tim Conway, who later became a permanent cast member. During the rehearsals, Harvey Korman was very rude to the guests and the other cast members. Though she usually wasn't very confrontational, Carol Burnett realized that she needed to intervene. So after rehearsal, she went to Korman's dressing room for a conversation. He told her to mind her own business. She told him that any issues between the stars and guest stars of her show actually was her business. Korman responded that she couldn't dictate how he should act or feel, and that he'd just as soon go home and never come back after tonight's show. He backed her out into the hall and closed the door on her. Carol Burnett immediately phoned Korman's agent, telling him that his client would no longer be working on the show. Then she returned to Korman's dressing room to tell him. "Well, you got your wish," Burnett said to Korman. "I called your agent, and he's aware of the situation. You were rude to our guests, and because of your behavior, I was screwing up all over the place tonight during the show. I can't work like that, so if you want off, you're free to go." Harvey Korman stopped her and asked if there was anything he could do to make things right. She told him, "When you come back, be cheerful. Never be nasty to a guest or to anyone on the crew. We all have moods, but don't bring them to work." She told him, "In fact, it would tickle me pink to see you skipping around and hear you whistling in the hall." They agreed, but she didn't know what to expect the next day. On Monday, when they saw each other, Korman gave her a big smile and took off, skipping, dancing, and whistling down the hall to her office. "I doubled over with laughter," Burnett recalled. And the next week, she had a plaque put on his dressing room door that said, "Mr. Happy-Go-Lucky." And from then on, he changed his behavior. This story makes me happy because it's a great example of one person confronting someone about their bad behavior and that person deciding to do better. And when given a second chance, making an important change. To tell someone that they need to change and to hold them accountable for their actions, and for that person to understand and also implement that change is not easy. It's very satisfying to hear when it's well done. I'll post a link to Carol Burnett's memoir, In Such Good Company, in the show notes. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.